I want to tell you a little bit this morning about a project that Christian Aid is doing to support farmers near Blantyre in southern Malawi, which is a country, of course, very close to our hearts here in Scotland and especially here in Pitlochry. They're introducing drought-resistant crops to help the farmers who have lost income with climate changes, and helping set up cooperatives to allow them to sell their crops and get good prices for them. One such crop is a legume called a pigeon pea. It's called Nandolo in Chichewi in Malawi. I'm going to show you a short video now about pigeon peas in Malawi, part of which is told by Esther. Now, the video as it came from Christian Aid is actually told in the Chichewi language, and I imagine not many people speak that. There are subtitles, but the subtitles are actually quite small and difficult to read. So what I'm going to attempt to do is to speak Esther's words in English. So for the purpose of this video, and let's hope that it works, for the purpose of this video, imagine me as a little African lady. So let's watch the video and see what we can manage to do with this.
Welcome to Malawi, the warm heart of Africa. Stay tuned for your Christian Aid Week broadcast.
Rising food and energy prices are impacting millions across the world. Economists point to COVID, the war in Ukraine, and poor harvests as the cause.
And now, a short ad break. Bread prices up by 50% in just 3 months? Our tasty, locally produced rolls could be the solution. Esther is here to serve you delicious rolls straight from her cooperative's oven. No need to travel, our team will come to you. Esther's rolls are baked using flour made from locally grown pigeon peas, so there's no expensive fuel-related costs to hike up the price. And no need for costly imported wheat. Thanks to pigeon peas' awesome drought-resistant properties, everyone can enjoy them when other crops fail. But hurry, Esther's rolls are selling like hotcakes. They are loved by adults and children alike. Esther's little grandson, Nespel, can't get enough. Your family will love them too. Next on Christian Aid Week TV, it's Esther's story.
When my husband died last year, it took me a long time to recover. As you know, when someone leaves, you become heartbroken. No day would pass without someone coming to pray here. Even people from the church would come to lead prayers here at my home instead of me going to church. It was by God's grace that my energy was restored, but it was very sad and worrying, but the support came from my neighbors and friends. They would come to cheer me up with funny stories just to take away my depression. I have two children, both girls. I have two grandchildren, both boys. When my husband died, his last words were, "Take care of these children. Don't let go of them." I joined the project when I realized that my husband would soon be leaving us. In 2019, Nandolo Farmers Association came and let us know how to increase our pigeon pea harvest. In Nami Bawa Cooperative, we sell our pigeon peas collectively, and we are also running a bakery business. Nandolo Farmers Association with Christian Aid bought us an oven. That's how we are now baking rolls and pigeon with pigeon pea flour, and people love them. I have two grandchildren, Nespo and Emmanuel. I want to raise them in the Christian way and send them to school. As we speak, Nespo is in nursery. When the children come to visit me, I feel good in my heart. I'm so proud of my grandson. My daughter wanted carpentry tools to realize the dream she has had since Standard 5. She said she wanted to be a carpenter, so I collected the tools for her one by one. I bought the last remaining tool in 2019 after selling the pigeon peas. We used to sell the pigeon peas to unscrupulous vendors. We don't make any profit. Now we have the opportunities because we have a spokesperson, Nandola Farmers Association and Christian Aid. I used the money to buy many more things, including fertilizer to use in the fields. That was the resurrection, which is still happening now and makes us successful people. And it's all thanks to the pigeon peas. So at this time of harvest, let's think about the farmers here and around the world and the work that organizations like Christian Aid, Tear Fund and others are doing to help them in this age of changing climate. And it's not just about providing food to eat, it's about giving them good earnings for their crops, it's about being able to give the children education and a better start in life. Thank you.